Thank you so much for coming to our briefing session today despite your busy schedule. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continuous support and understanding. Let me go through the second quarter results of fiscal year ending March 2018. I expect to receive a lot of questions from you, so I will try to simplify my presentation more than ever. In summary, our sales increased, but the income declined year over year. I will elaborate further as to the reason why the income declined later in more detail. Income from musical instruments declined, which was below our expectation. Even though there were some temporary factors, the income was lower despite the top-line growth. However, the audio equipment as well as others segment continue to have higher sales than income. Let's review some numbers. As you can see here, the first half net sales turned out to be 209.8 billion yen, up 5.3% year-on-year. Considering the forex impact, the sales virtually remained flat year-on-year, and it was slightly lower than the prior projections. As the exchange rate assumptions changed slightly, it turned out to be minus 1.6% instead of minus 0.6%. The major factor was musical instruments, which had the largest impact on our earnings. This shows net sales and operating income broken down by segment. As I mentioned earlier, the net sales amounted to 209.8 billion yen. The numbers shown here reflect exchange rate impact of 8 billion yen, out of which 5.2 billion yen was from musical instruments year-on-year, which means the musical instrument sales remained flat, excluding the forex impact. Audio equipment grew by 4% and others grew by 2% respectively. Even though operating income grew in audio equipment and others, the growth in musical instrument was not strong enough to compensate for the negative forex impact of minus 1.1 billion yen, resulting in lower income. Here's our operating income analysis, and this chart shows comparisons against the same period of the previous year, as well as the prior projections. Compared to 24.6 billion yen in the previous year, minus 1.3 billion yen was the forex impact. Labor cost was in line with expectations, but the SG&A cost increased slightly as there were some delays in incurring cost and we were expecting a greater increase. The product mix and cost down impact was expected to be higher, but we could not reach the targets. Others mean temporary factors, which I will explain later. Differences with the previous projections show 3.4 billion yen net sales decline, resulting in gross profit reduction. As we have tried to optimize pricing, the inventory of older models were being consumed. As a result of a model change cycle, the worsening of product mix resulted in minus 2.2 billion yen in total, largely due to musical instruments. There was a temporary cost incurred as a part of others in relation to a change in accounting treatment of rebates in China through the adoption of IFRS as we migrated to accrual basis. The sales increased, but the income declined in musical instruments as described earlier. Pianos, digital pianos, and guitars showed strong sales. On the other hand, the performance of North American and European regions was way below expectations, which was a major cause to reduce our income. China has remained strong since the first quarter, maintaining a double-digit growth in most categories. In other regions such as Asia, Central, and South America, a full-scale launch of new digital piano models and guitar sales drove strong results. As for audio equipment, AV products and PA equipment performed strongly, resulting in higher sales and income. The forex had a negative impact of minus 200 million yen, which was more than offset to enable positive growth year on year. Especially, the AV product segment was boosted by soundbars and network audio products, which offer a new way of listening from receivers. In other segment, both sales and income were up year on year. The Tsumagoi Resort facility was sold in the prior year. Even excluding that impact, sales were higher, led by strong industrial machinery and components business, and income was doubled year on year with reduced fixed cost and improved efficiency. Let us talk about our outlook for the second half as well as full year. We maintained our forecast for the full year as the musical instrument segment is expected to recover in the second half after going through a downturn in the first half, which was the most significant point. The forex assumptions remain unchanged at 110 yen to the US dollar and 125 yen to the euro. These are exactly the same figures as the previous projections. The settlement rate implies a slight depreciation of yen during the third quarter and the fourth quarter, with some forward contracts, even though we maintain the same currency assumptions in our forecast. As we mentioned about 12% OP margin in our midterm plan, we expect to achieve 11.6% already this fiscal year, which is in line with the midterm plan. As for the breakdown by segment, the sales increased by 2.9 billion yen compared to the previous projections due to the currency impact. But we have not changed the overall forecast, so virtually this currency impact can be translated as a net sales decline, mostly caused by underperforming the plan by more than 3 billion yen in the second quarter. But we are anticipating a recovery to compensate for at least half of that shortfall. The underlying assumption here is that it may be difficult to recover the remaining shortfall. The next chart shows our full-year operating income analysis. Compared to the prior projections, these factors have been incorporated already. As for SG&A, we announced that we would be spending about 6 billion yen but ended up spending less in the first half. But we are still intending to increase our strategic spending by 5 billion yen compared to the previous year. Speaking of others, in addition to the temporary factors in China, CITES, under Washington Treaty, added new regulations that encompass guitar parts on the list. Even though our materials are not directly subject to this regulation, because most of our materials are made of wood from afforestation, it extended the time required to go through the import-export procedures. Therefore, it took longer to complete the procedures in the first quarter and the second quarter to catch up with the shipment volume, adding extra cost by 1 billion yen in our total estimate. As for forex impact, we're expecting a 3 billion yen increase, benefiting from the yen depreciation, even though the current situation shows a negative impact on our income as of the second quarter. An actual increase in sales should result in 7.4 billion yen. Compared to the prior projection down below, the sales is expected to decrease by 1.5 billion yen, so slightly below the plan. Compared to the previous year, there will be some progress in terms of cost reduction, top-line growth, and price optimization. Cost down is projected to be 2.8 billion yen. We were initially projecting a more positive net impact. However, as the material cost has been rising recently, the cost down target, especially procurement costs, may be underachieved. After offsetting various factors, we are projecting the same amount of operating income as the previous projections, which is 50 billion yen. Underachievement in the second quarter may be largely offset by a future positive movement in the currency, which is why we are projecting the same operating income as the previous projection. There's no major change in our projections for musical instruments. There may have been some concerns over the first half results, which underperformed slightly. You may be wondering about our second half outlook, but in addition to a new digital piano model launch previously mentioned, we recently announced one additional new model upcoming, which should contribute to our recovery in the second half. Furthermore, China should remain strong. As we explained last time, we had a very good start in the first quarter in China, but the growth is expected to be slightly below double digit during the third quarter and the fourth quarter in our plan. However, we believe that we should be able to maintain positive growth and expect further contribution. Here's a list of products that we have a high hope for in the second half. Since the beginning of the year, we had explained about the launch of new digital pianos. Initially, we were expecting their contribution from the second quarter onward, but it took longer to replace the existing models due to some delays, even though the new models were launched in the second quarter. A full-fledged contribution is expected to start based on the newly developed keyboards for the new CLP series, which were well received because of their touch. Conventional Clavinova series includes single-function CLP and multiple-functions CVP with complex panels and buttons. We introduced a new concept to leverage tablet devices, which have much superior CPUs than the ones installed in digital pianos. Once you make a connection with your digital piano, audio-to-score function automatically detects code and creates a piano accompaniment score without having an actual score. This function is also highly appreciated after its launch. This could be another booster for the second half. In addition, we have already launched a new type of product, Vinova, in Japan and Europe. This will be rolled out to other regions such as Americas. As a matter of fact, we received a Good Design Award yesterday, and we expect better recognition among our customers. The typical pricing for our portable keyboards usually ranges from $100 to $200, but this genus is priced at 4,000 euros and is extremely popular in Germany and UK. The frequency of model change is only once every 5 years, and we just started shipment this fall, but received thousands of orders already. The landscape is likely to change, especially in the area of digital musical instruments. Please take a look at this chart showing our musical instrument sales by region and by quarter. As I mentioned earlier, the performance in the first quarter and the second quarter was lower than the plan in Japan, North America, and Europe. But we expect to see some recoveries helped by the product groups that we just talked about. Previous projections remain unchanged for the audio equipment forecast. The strong sales of soundbar and network audio in AV products are likely to continue. Higher sales are expected via mass market channels in North America, as the sales tend to be concentrated in the second half. PA shipment in North America and Europe was not accelerated in the first half due to various reasons, but we should be able to recover by leveraging software upgrade in the second half. Again, this shows our product lineups. PM10 is a major flagship mixer which costs more than 10 million yen. We received a lot of feedback on our initial version 1.0 and tried to rectify some of the shortcomings compared to our competitors' products. Those improvements will be reflected in version 2.0 to be released in winter. The hardware will be the same with substantially upgraded functionalities, which should help to boost our top line. In relation to network system, we introduced a TV conference system this fall. You can see our one-bar speaker below the TV with a camera combined with a system to easily hold the TV conference. This will be another contributing factor to lift our sales. Our network business has remained strong. In order to maintain this momentum and gain share, we will introduce a model compatible with Amazon's Alexa. We have been proposing overall network connections with our strong musical instruments and audio offerings at home in countries such as Germany. These initiatives are gradually gaining appreciation, and we hope to appeal our competitiveness as well as uniqueness in the market. Next is our audio equipment sales breakdown by region and by quarter. In North America and Europe, the first half sales were comparable or slightly higher compared to the previous year. However, in the second half, with the effect from new product introduction, we should be able to expect our performance to be in line with the original plan. Here is our sales breakdown by major product category. Digital musical instruments show 100% in total in the first half. In the first quarter, there were some inventory adjustments due to the sales increase in the prior quarter. As a matter of fact, if we single out digital pianos, the growth rate was 107% in the second quarter. Electone and synthesizer sales in Japan struggled as they were in between model changes, showing negative figures. In the US and Europe, some customers upgraded their purchases to buy digital pianos by replacing portable keyboards priced at $100 to $200. We are expecting to substantially outperform the previous year with a contribution from new CLP, CSP digital piano series. Regarding AV, we mentioned about 103% last time, but the market has been solid, which is indicated as a slight upside this time. Although PA equipment has been growing double-digit all along, there was a downside in the first half, which is reflected here. But there is a variety of products within the PA category. We had to revise sales terms for MIPA or PAs sold through musical instrument stores in North America and Europe, which slowed down sales of some musical instruments and affected MIPA sales in various ways. However, CA or so-called B2B type of PAs maintained a high level of growth. There's no change so far in others segment. Compared to the first half, 2.5 billion yen may seem a bit low in the second half. But we believe there's no point in making adjustments for hundreds of millions of yen. That is why we have maintained the current forecast. But we are anticipating some upside in the second half. The inventory amount of 103.9 billion yen may seem high, but there is a major impact from Forex by 9.9 billion yen. Excluding that impact, it would be minus 500 million yen, which means almost comparable to that of the previous year. In addition, there was an increase of inventories in other products. As we move forward with fabless structure in semiconductor business, we increased external procurement of parts and materials and purchases in lots to leverage bargaining power. Excluding that element, the inventory level is virtually lower in musical instruments and audio equipment. Toward the end of the year, we believe there is no major production adjustment necessary in light of the plan. We should be able to reduce our inventory level based on our sales forecast. Speaking of capital expenditure and R&D, the current status is mostly in line with the plan so far, with some ups and downs in detailed figures. Finally, our balance sheet. As of the end of first half, you see a lot of increases year-on-year. The majority of increase in our overseas assets is driven by yen depreciation. Especially, a dramatic increase of fixed asset value is derived from our stake in Yamaha Motor, as their share price has risen substantially. Another part of our fixed asset increase is due to construction of factories and R&D facilities not related to Yamaha Motor shares. That is why our cash position is not rising so much despite the profit increase, as it is allocated to our investments. Thank you, and that is all for my presentation. I'll be happy to take any question you may have.